This year's congressional election has just been thrown into chaos. Last night, a panel of federal judges ruled unanimously that all of North Carolina's election districts for the U.S. House of Representatives are illegal partisan gerrymanders. All 13 districts must now be redrawn. This just weeks before the campaign season officially kicks off. WFAE's Tom Bullock joins me now to go through this ruling. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Marshall.
Now, we've heard a lot about illegal racial gerrymandering by the Republican-controlled General Assembly of late, but this case is about partisan gerrymandering, and the case law here is a bit gray.
Which is why election law expert Rick Hassan wrote in his election log blog that this ruling is sure to be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, which is already considering two other political gerrymandering cases. But if this North Carolina decision stands, Marshall, it will likely be considered a landmark ruling. Here's why. This is the first time a federal court has banned a congressional election map because of political gerrymandering. The scathing opinion that was unanimous was penned by 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals Judge James Wynn, and it states that the Republican-controlled General Assembly was, quote, motivated by invidious partisan intent when they redrew the current districts in 2016. To determine this, Judge Wynn used what's known as the efficiency gap equation, the same mathematical modeling formula the mapmakers used to draw the districts for partisan gain. And it's important to note all three judges, two appointed by Democratic presidents, the third by a Republican president, agreed North Carolina's congressional districts are illegal partisan gerrymanders.
Now let's go through the specifics here, and some surprising details were brought to light by depositions in this case. In 2016, North Carolina lawmakers redrew most of the congressional map because two districts were found to be illegal racial gerrymanders.
That's correct. Specifically, the 12th Congressional District centered here in Charlotte and the 1st Congressional District in the Northeast. A federal panel found Republican lawmakers had packed too many African-American voters into those districts, thus diluting the power of their votes. That ruling came down on February 5th of 2016. The very next day, Marshall, a controversial Republican map maker known for drawing districts favorable to GOP candidates named Tom Hoffeller was given instructions by then-State Senator Bob Rucho of Mecklenburg County and Representative David Lewis to redraw the districts. Depositions given by the two Republicans show the instructions were verbal, given over the phone, in fact, and not in writing, which itself is noteworthy since there would be no written record of those instructions. Face-to-face meetings and more oral instructions followed. All of this happened before Rucho and Lewis were even named as the co-leaders of the redistricting team, and before the committee itself was formed. In fact, the court found Hoffeller, quote, finished drawing the 2016 plan before the public hearings and the opening of the window for members of the public to submit written comments. The plan also, quote, did not reflect any public input.
So that makes it sound like the public comments and the political debates were really little more than show.
Yes, it does. But that show did provide more evidence for the panel to use against the legislative defendants in this case. Representative David Lewis stated during debate that the then-proposed redrawn map would mean North Carolina would send 10 Republicans and 3 Democrats to the U.S. House because he, quote, did not believe it was possible to draw a map with 11 Republicans and 2 Democrats. Lewis also said the maps would be drawn to benefit his fellow Republicans because he, quote, thinks electing Republicans is better than electing Democrats.
So how does this partisan gerrymandering affect someone's constitutional rights?
Well, Marshall, that's one of the most interesting parts of this ruling. The judges found unanimously it violates the Constitution in 3 key ways. First, since the districts make it hard, if not impossible, for non-Republican candidates to succeed in the majority of North Carolina's congressional districts, it violates the political speech of would-be candidates, a violation of the First Amendment protection of freedom of speech. Second, it violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment since, quote, by seeking to diminish the electoral power of supporters of a disfavored party, a partisan gerrymander treats individuals who support candidates of one political party less favorably than individuals who support candidates of another party. And that quote, Marshall, comes directly from the ruling itself. The final violation has to do with the election clause in Article 1 of the U.S. Constitution. This states the people shall elect their representatives for the U.S. House. Here, Marshall, the panel found, in essence, the parties picked their voters, and the voters were thus denied the right to elect the representative of their choice. Now, Marshall, this ruling does not state that political considerations should be completely excluded when a legislature draws electoral districts. But here the judges found North Carolina Republican lawmakers went way too far to gain a political edge.
Now, the panel has given the General Assembly a tight deadline to fix these maps, right?
Just 2 weeks, to be precise, and this is because the filing period for candidates is due to begin on February 12th. That deadline is key if the May 8th primary is to take place as scheduled. And today, the General Assembly will convene an already scheduled special session. They have no published agenda as to what they will do as of yet, but if lawmakers are to meet this deadline, they'll need to get started now.
And if they don't meet that deadline?
Well, the judges have an insurance policy for this. Next week, they will appoint an independent special master to redraw all the state's congressional districts on their own under the same deadline.
And in the few seconds that we have left, Tom, what's been the reaction in the political arena here?
It's basically fallen exactly as you expect. Democrats are praising the ruling. Dallas Woodhouse, the executive director of the North Carolina Republican Party, accused Judge Nguyen, who wrote the opinion, of, quote, waging a personal partisan war on North Carolina Republicans.
WFAE's Tom Bullock, thank you as always.
Thank you.